USDA's quarterly hogs and pigs report out Friday revealed the lowest inventory of U.S. swine since 2007 at 62.1 million head, about 5% below a year ago. USDA livestock economist Shale Shagham runs down other important numbers from the report.
Our producers kept about 5.9 million head of animals for breeding, which was about unchanged from a year ago. The pig crop in March-May was 27.4 million head, which was 5% below a year earlier. The litter rate during March-May was 9.78 pigs per litter, which was about 5% below a year ago.
The 5% decline in pigs per litter is an indicator of how porcine epidemic diarrhea, or PED virus, is impacting the industry. But Shagham says what it does not tell us is how many pigs have died from the disease.
There really is no statistical capture of the total number of pigs that have died. There's been supposition, but from the standpoint of statistics, there's been no official number released.
Purdue University livestock economist Dr. Chris Hurt says the 5% decline in pigs per litter compared to last year shows little improvement in death losses from PED compared to last fall.
My anticipation was that as we got into some warmer weather, we would see the death loss from PED moderate somewhat. Now, maybe there is some moderation, but I don't think it is as much as I thought. I think what this is indicating to us is that certainly PED is not under control yet, that death loss is continuing, that the warm weather months may have reduced that spread and reduced, therefore, death loss. But we certainly aren't under control yet.
Hurt says he was surprised that the report shows producers have no immediate plans for expansion despite higher prices.
As we look at the profitability that has been there for going on 7-8 months now, I thought we probably would begin to really see some of the expansion showing up in the number of breeding herd animals. And what this report says is that, no, that is not the case. We do not have an expansion of the breeding herd yet. And I think the other surprise is the March-May farrowings, where we had expected the intentions were to be up a couple percent. And so we see those actual farrowing numbers actually were down just fractionally.
Farrowing intentions for the fall, however, are up 4% over last year. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.